Welcome to Accessible Art History, the podcast, the best place for art history lovers or anyone that is curious. My name is Annalisa, and I'm going to be sharing an amazing Metropolitan masterpiece with you today. Just a quick reminder before the episode starts, all sources and images will be posted on the Accessible Art History blog. You can find the link in the episode description, as well as on Instagram at accessible.art.history and at metropolitan.masterpieces. Now that we have that out of the way, let's get started. George Washington is one of the most important and iconic figures in American history. Considered the father of a nation, his bravery, humility, and strength have set the precedent for the presidential office. These traits are captured in this week's Metropolitan Masterpiece, the iconic painting Washington Crossing the Delaware by Emanuel Lutz. This work captures a pivotal moment in American history and is a vivid reminder of the determination and courage displayed by our forefathers. So to learn more about it, keep on listening. Washington Crossing the Delaware is an oil painting created by German-American artist Emanuel Lutz in 1851. This work portrays General George Washington leading his troops across the icy Delaware River on the night of December 25, 1776, during the American Revolutionary War. As the viewer looks at the painting, you can see General Washington standing tall at the helm of a small boat surrounded by his soldiers, or battling the elements and the treacherous river conditions. The scene is dramatic and invokes a sense of urgency and determination. The American flag flutters in the wind, symbolizing the hope and resilience of the fledgling nation. Although this moment took place at night, Lutz decided to illuminate the scene for the benefit of the viewer. The light reflects off the icebergs floating in the water, reminding viewers of how cold it must have been on the river that night. Despite the chill in the air, the men appear to be focused on accomplishing the mission versus their own suffering. It reminds us of what it was like to fight in the Revolutionary War. To truly understand the significance of this painting, we must dive into the historical context. It was a bleak time for the American Revolution. The Continental Army, led by General Washington, was facing repeated defeats and struggling to maintain morale. The winter had not been kind to the army. Food and supplies were scarce, with many soldiers hungry and wearing threadbare uniforms. While huddled around campfires, Thomas Paine's essay, The American Crisis, was read by the soldiers on the order of Washington. It inspired the men, speaking of the importance of independence from tyranny. This was enough to boost their morale and find a way to fight. Capitalizing on the surge of independent spirit, Washington devised a bold plan to cross the Delaware River and launch a surprise attack on the Hessian forces stationed in Trenton, New Jersey. The Hessians were German mercenaries hired by the British to help bolster their numbers and provide tactical support. They were excellent soldiers, and defeating them would be a major blow to the British forces. On that fateful night, Christmas 1776, Washington and his armies endured freezing temperatures, ice-clogged waters, and strong currents. Yet they pressed on by sheer belief of the cause of independence and the dream of a free America. It was at this moment that Lutz chose to depict his famous work. Although viewers don't get to see the battle's final results, I don't want to leave you hanging on a cliffhanger. Despite all that was going against them, the American Revolutionary forces won the Battle of Trenton. Not only did they decimate the Hessian forces, but they were able to capture valuable supplies to help booster the morale even further. It was a huge turning point in the war, and Washington's status as a great hero and general was cemented. It's important to note that Lutz took some artistic liberties with his depictions of Washington crossing the Delaware. As I mentioned a few moments ago, the American forces would have undertaken this crossing in the dead of night. Additionally, Washington would not have been standing up with the American flag. They would have tried to be as stealthy as possible in order to maintain the element of surprise. However, Lutz was working to create a work of powerful symbolism, not necessarily one of historical accuracy. It was meant to capture the spirit of sacrifice, determination, and leadership that defined America's struggles for independence. The figure of Washington is not just a military leader, but a symbol of hope, bravery, and the unwavering commitment to a cause. It was painted less than 100 years after this event took place, meaning the moment could have been within living memory for someone who was young during the Revolution. With political tensions high in the country in the 1850s, Lutz was seeking to remind people that America could overcome anything that was thrown at her. But it's also important to remember that Lutz was from Germany, although he spent much of his childhood in the United States, something I'll discuss later. He attended art school in his home country. In 1848, many European countries had political and social revolutions. This likely caused him distress, and he painted his work to remind viewers about the power of a nation and good that could come from change. Next, we're going to dive into the legacy of this piece and a biography on the artist. But first, let's take a quick break. Hi there, this is Annalisa, the founder of Accessible Art History. Thanks for tuning in today. As a part of my mission, I work to provide free, quality art history content for anyone who is curious. But if you'd like to support Accessible Art History, you can find the link to my Patreon for monthly support or buy me a coffee for a one-time donation. If you do decide to donate, please let me know so that I can give you a shout-out on a future episode. Thank you for listening, and let's get back to our episode. All right, now that we're back, let's dive into the legacy and preservation of this work. Fascinatingly, this isn't the first version of Washington crossing the Delaware. In fact, Lutz started painting this piece on the subject in 1849. Sadly, it was damaged in a fire in his studio the next year. It was then that he moved on to working on the version that we discussed in today's episode. In another sad twist of fate, Lutz's original version was destroyed during the Allied bombing raids in 1942. Thankfully, the artist was passionate about the subject, and he made several paintings over the course of his career. The 1851 version of Washington Crossing the Delaware eventually found its permanent home at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It has an entire wall to itself, which you will see in the blog post, where it stands as a testament to the enduring legacy of the American Revolution and the artistic brilliance of Emanuel Lutz. This painting was first exhibited in America in 1851 and later in Germany. It became an immediate sensation, resonating with people on both sides of the Atlantic. It was a reminder of the shared ideals between the two countries, with Germany experiencing its own political and social upheavals at the time. Over the years, the painting has inspired countless artists, writers, and filmmakers, becoming an enduring symbol of American patriotism and resilience. It continues to be reproduced and referenced in various forms of media, further solidifying its place in popular culture and history. But who was the man behind the painting? Emanuel Gottlieb Lutz was a prominent German-American artist of the 19th century. He was born on May 24, 1816, in the Kingdom of Württemberg, which is now part of modern-day Germany. Lutz showed artistic talent at an early age and received formal training in both Stuttgart and Düsseldorf before moving to the United States in 1825 with his family. They settled in Philadelphia, and he continued to develop his artistic skills and began exhibiting work at local galleries. In 1841, Lutz returned to Germany to study further in Düsseldorf, where he gained recognition for his historical paintings. However, formal schooling was never really his strong suit, and he only spent 1 year at the Art Academy. Instead, he sought practical training, traveling through Europe to learn from the works of past great masters. In 1845, he married Julianne Lautner and settled back in Düsseldorf, where he would live for the next 14 years. 6 years later, he would paint Washington Crossing the Delaware to wide critical and social acclaim. After completing it, he continued to paint historical and allegorical scenes. He received many commissions for murals, including one that you can find in the U.S. State Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Throughout his career, Lutz demonstrated a skillful use of light and composition, which brought quite the dramatic flair to his painting. His works often celebrated American history and invoked a sense of national pride. He also painted portraits of many well-known Americans, including William Morris Hunt and Nathaniel Hawthorne. Tragically, Emanuel Lutz passed away on July 18, 1868, at only 52 years old. His legacy lives on through his significant contribution to American art, particularly his depictions of historical events that continue to capture audiences to this day. Washington Crossing the Delaware by Emanuel Lutz is a powerful work of American art. It immortalizes a crucial moment in American history, reminding us of the bravery and determination of those who fought for freedom from Great Britain. It truly deserves the title of Metropolitan Masterpiece. Well, that wraps up today's episode. Make sure to tune in next time for the finale episode on a fragment of the Queen's face from Amarna, Egypt. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Accessible Art History, the podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at accessible.art.history and at metropolitan.masterpieces for updates and to keep an eye out for the next episode. They drop every week on your favorite podcast platform. If you prefer to listen on YouTube, you can find episodes there on well, about 2 weeks after each episode is posted. Cheers and see you for the next episode.